This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. death toll from the coronavirus is expected to reach 100,000 in just a few days. To mark the event, the front page of the print version of the Sunday New York Times is a simple list of the names of dead victims of the disease and brief personal details about them scoured from media around the country. The U.S. death toll early Sunday was more than 97,000, according to Johns Hopkins University. The global total of COVID-19 infections has risen to more than 5.3 million, according to Johns Hopkins. 343 people have died. 343 people, 1,000 have died. On Saturday, China, the country where the coronavirus outbreak began, no new infections were reported. It was the first time that happened since it started reporting cases back in January. The pandemic has countries struggling to keep people safe while simultaneously reopening their economies. It's disrupted collective celebrations by Muslims throughout the world observing the end of Ramadan, as well as the Memorial Day holiday weekend in the United States, when millions traditionally head to beaches and national parks. The head of the WHO emergency program, Michael Ryan, says South America, and in particular Brazil, is becoming the new epicenter of the coronavirus pandemic. Brazil has more than 347,000 COVID-19 infections. That's the second highest in the world. The United States has the highest number of cases with 1.6 million, and Russia is third with almost 336,000 cases. In a sense, South America has become the new epicenter of the disease, Ryan said. He said the most affected is clearly Brazil at this point. Brazil's health secretary announced Sunday he would resign following the following day. He attempted to resign last month, but stayed on at the request of the health minister, who was fired by Brazil's president shortly thereafter. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News.